It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
How's everybody doing today?
Days are just a concept.
Oh, time is a flat circle? Is that what we're going with here?
No.
I like it.
Getting sick is a choice.
See, getting sick is a choice. I don't know if I believe that.
I wonder if Lanning's wife would say that that's not how it actually works.
I'm going to come cook on your grill.
Yeah.
That's another Lanning.
Because we all know, our wives know our secrets about us when we're sick. Because when I'm sick, I'm a giant baby.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I'm the giant biggest baby. My wife tells me so all the time. Oh, yeah.
Do not like it. Leave me alone. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Mm.
I've had to toughen up. I've had to toughen up. Y'all aren't married to a Russian, apparently.
No, I'm married to one of Swedish ancestry, mainly.
All right. All right. Yeah.
Well, in Idaho, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I love that people honestly, like, believe that my wife is, like, from Russia. She's not. She's from Eugene.
Same thing.
Well, yeah. It's like saying, I'm from Italy. I'm not from Italy.
It's a Russian nesting doll.
Yeah. Those genes, they run deep, though. It is a lot of toughen up buttercup in my house, and I've had to adapt to it. I was with you guys. It was like I was a finely tuned machine, and any dust that got into my circuit board, I would shut down. I've had to push through and power through. I get a lot of the, we don't got time for that. And we don't. So we're on to the next play. We're on to Cincinnati in my house.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm. So I sympathize with that. Maybe Lanning's got a little bit of that in him.
Yeah, I was saying we need the investigative reporting done there.
Maybe she has toughened him up, and now sickness, being sick, is a choice. You know,
maybe he was a baby, and she was the one that was like, no, being sick is a choice. I would love for that to be the plot twist. She's the one where that originates.
Could happen. Happened in my house. Happened in my house. I can tell you that, guys, that much for sure. Yeah, but it's about that time of the year. People starting to get sick all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
Kids.
Yes, exactly. The kids.
That's where it all starts.
Back in their bacteria.
Even
traps.
If you don't have kids, it starts with kids because the people that you work with bring their germs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a cycle, man.
True that.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Great text on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Lanning is either a nut job because is either a liar or a nut job because anyone with children knows getting sick is absolutely not a choice. Yeah.
Well,
I think he's saying, like, it's how you let it affect you is the choice there. Right? Mm. Right?
Yes.
That's what it is. But I don't know.
I feel like also as a
You think he gets a flu shot every year? Because there's nothing I'm sorry. When you get it coming both ends, there's nothing you can do about that. There's no choices that you're making.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to strap on a Depends and go out and coach some football. No, you're going to be praying to the porcelain gods just like everybody.
Especially if you're throwing in Zins every now and then. That speeds things up. I'm just saying.
Well, I feel like being a, you know, head football coach at a major college program, you have a certain level of sicko in you.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I think you do. I think that is your sickness. You are constantly ill with football. You know, that's, you don't have any room for any more viruses.
Yeah.
You've been infected with the footballs. Oh, man.
Let's get down with the sickness.
Mm. All right. Well, oh, we got another texter says, Lanning said in the interview that his wife hated his comments. Oh, so maybe she believes in sickness. He doesn't.
Mm.
Well.
There you go. There you go.
He would like my wife's thoughts on this, then.
I wondered about his wife's thoughts then on cooking on somebody else's grill.
No. I think that is a very true thing, though, because there is nothing more emasculating than when someone comes and they start cooking on your grill. You know, like, right. They're like, you test, step aside. No, you can't. That is something that you just can't have. And you know what? You do have to have some level of awareness, though. If somebody that is a master of the grill is coming over, you need to just step your game up and make sure that you don't fail that person.
Yeah, I have no problem stepping aside, because I'll let you in on a little secret. My wife is the grill master at our house, and I have no problem admitting that. Yeah. She likes to cook on the grill.
Okay.
I go drink beer. Or Tito's.
I do both.
Yeah.
Actually, I do all three.
There you go.
And I go sit and watch some foosball or hoops or what have you.
Yeah, you get living that good life, Russ, over there.
I know. I'm trying to think. And I don't say this negatively. I can't think of the last time my wife cooked for us. Because I cook in the house.
Mm, we share those duties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's a 50-50 split, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I like cooking, though.
Yeah, no, I
enjoy
it. She grew up in a house where, I think we've talked about this, very, very plain food.
Gosh.
Very plain food. I mean, my father-in-law owned a sandwich spot, so they a lot of sandwiches.
Just
a lot of sandwiches, a lot of salads, just very, very simple.
That doesn't mean it's plain. A sandwich doesn't have to be plain.
Well, I mean, you know, we weren't adventuring outside, like, my wife did not have, when we were dating, I made her like from scratch carne asada, you know, let it marinate for a couple of days and just absolutely tremendous all the way across. And she was like, oh my God, you can do this? I was like, She's like, I just never really grew up with food like this. And so didn't really grow up, you know, not a lot of ethnic food.
Well,
Outside of pasta, because again, my family, my wife's family, super Italian, and even then, they kept it in a very strict lane of pasta.
Well, but the pasta doesn't have to be simple and basic.
No,
because like one of my signature dishes is a chicken scallopini.
Okay, there you go.
Which is around the piccata family and such. You got some capers. You get some chicken in there, lemon and prosciutto.
Did swag just take your body over?
Yeah,
like that room over there. That's like a swag dish too. Like, well,
and then the biggest thing about the chicken scallopini is the finishing like lemon butter sauce that literally takes. You got some lemon and some white wine, and it literally takes a pound of butter. That you stir in and mix in like a tablespoon at a time.
Little artery clogger there.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. Well,
let's go.
I've seen some vodka sauce that it does the exact same thing. And I'm like, oh, there's an entire brick of butter there. That's impressive. Also, somebody on the Vancouver Ford text line says, Danny's probably got 30 boxes of Hamburger Helper on the shelf. Never, ever, ever find Hamburger Helper in my house.
Oh, you'll find him in our house.
I hate it. So much.
My wife has some
favorite. I love Hamburger Helper, yeah. Dude.
My wife's favorite is the Italian shells and cheese, but mine, and I can't find it anywhere anymore, is the cheesy hash browns.
Yeah, those were good. Yeah. Oh, I'm just we'll mix it in like once every, I don't know, 6 months. Yeah, we'll do a Hamburger Helper, homemade cornbread, Hamburger Helper.
Sometimes you got to do an easy meal.
Yeah.
Hamburger
Helper. It's a good safety valve. To have.
That is
30 boxes is aggressive.
Also,
that is aggressive.
Any boxes for me is aggressive. Yeah. That's not an exit I'm taking on the freeway.
Oh, well, look, I'll even go with the old boxed scalloped potatoes, the Betty Crockers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
A Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Those are that takes me back to my childhood.
Yeah.
Love them. Love them.
I never
boxed, love them.
Boxed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. They're dude. Don't look.
I'm not looking down.
Looking down your nose at me.
I'm not.
Tremendous.
I'm just thinking, like, have I ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. They're on.
Yeah,
they're on. Literally, they're on a shelf in literally every grocery store.
Yeah, they're like dehydrated potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I probably stocked them. I mean, I literally managed to. Grocery store is a stock manager.
Well, then you absolutely have seen it.
It's just not in my head for some reason. That's what I'm
I've never seen Fruity Pebbles before.
Yeah, no. Seen all of the cereals. My God.
I love Fruity Pebbles. I hate it when the roof of your mouth is done. Fruity Pebbles, Cap'n Crunch, they both get you where you just eat and you're like, damn it, did it again.
I mean, I was Cap'n a Cocoa Crunch Pebbles, the, Cocoa Krispies kind of guy, but yeah. But no, I agree with you on the Cap'n Crunch. That's a mouth murderer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a torture device.
Yeah.
Cap'n Crunch
is why CTC reigns supreme, because it's delicious and it doesn't destroy the roof of your mouth.
Cap'n Crunch does the same thing to your roof of your mouth that Legos do to your feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. Absolutely. We used to go the scallop potatoes, though. We would mix those in and then the bags of mashed potatoes in college. Because Albertsons had like Meat Monday, where meat was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go down
all
there.
All the stuff they had to get rid of?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd go down on the Meat Monday.
You best eat it tonight.
And we would. We'd get some steaks, some of those boxed potatoes, whip up like a good meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we'd have, like, spaghetti on Tuesdays because you got the ground beef that you got on Meat Monday. You got to eat it.
Because it's not going to be good tomorrow.
Yeah. I had a buddy who would drink, I'm not kidding, if he had spaghetti, he would drink, like, a gallon of milk.
Ugh.
Over the course of dinner. Like, he would drink, like...
That literally made me gag.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds it was like an odd combo.
Yeah, but it was...
I mean, I hate milk so much, but also, like, the idea of mixing those two things together in my stomach sounds like a toxic bomb.
Oh, I enjoy a nice, tall, cold glass of milk.
Oh, I do not. I mean, to be fair,
I don't like
milk with anything, but the idea of milk and pasta just...
That was his jam.
Yeah. I had this talk with Dirt and Sprague this morning when I got in, because listening to, as Sook says, my favorite morning show, in their mail sack segment, they asked about what they would like for Christmas and Sprague's. Gosh.
What are we doing thinking about Christmas? It's not even Halloween yet.
Well, I'm just saying it was part of the mail sack segment. It was a texter question.
Okay.
And so Sprague said basically he wanted a nut milker.
Of what?
Yeah. He wanted a nut milker.
Oh, so he can make like almond milk and
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I asked him if he wanted a prostate milker too. But wow.
you two party animals are already partying. Brandon says Cinnamon Toast Crunch is goated, always my number one.
Nope.
I don't mess with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Me either. My kids love it. We have the Cinnamon Toast. They have a Cinnamon Toast Crunch spread, like in the peanut butter aisle.
Yeah. I did not. I have had a bad experience with cinnamon. This is a weird thing.
Is this like your pickles thing?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I had like a, it's weird, because I had a Taco Bell burrito. Something happened with me. I was a kid.
That's weird. I don't know how that happened.
I threw up in the cereal aisle of the grocery store. Right in front of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I have not been able to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch since then. But burritos I'm fine with. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, nope.
Sick by osmosis?
Yeah. I remember it vividly.
That's
like I was
so wild.
We were at the Safeway on 185th.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
Right by Rite Aid.
Right next to your
and the
wife's
Cold Stone.
No, right next to your wife's bus bench.
Yep, yeah. It's right there.
And I was riding underneath the cart. It was like a brand new store. It had just opened. And I was riding underneath the cart, and I just went, bleh! And it was, I remember my dad go, whoa. And I haven't been able to have Cinnamon Toast Crunch since.
By the way, if you want to buy a house, email my wife, agentrest@gmail.com.
That was, man. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Cocoa Krispies, Frosted Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Those were my go-tos.
Yeah. Dang. All right. So I would like to get down on Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Just can't do it.
Mm.
In theory, sounds great.
Yeah. We're going to have to, like, just force feed you.
No.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Not going to happen.
Mm-mm. Until you actually get sick, and then you have a real reason for it.
Nope.
Is that like the episode of that 70s show where Eric got caught smoking cigarettes and Red and Kitty made him smoke an entire pack until he got sick?
Ugh.
So Marv Red's in the 70s probably hit pretty hard.
Yeah, it was different. I mean, you got all the cancer.
That's why in the 90s I went with the Dave's Lights. Mm. It was like 30 cents a pack cheaper than the Camel Lights.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.